name is Ben Tibbetts, and I am a pianist and composer. Every month, I create a video like this to keep people apprised on my professional creative activities. There were a number of musical gigs that continued in September from August and earlier in the summer. I continued to play music for ballet classes at Ballet Austin, where I improvised music for exercises with the instructors. I continued to teach piano lessons at Premier Music Academy in Round Rock and at Armstrong Community Music School. In September, I performed a concert with Graham Yates, who is a local pianist and composer. Graham was wonderful to work with, and we played four-hands music by Stravinsky and Gershwin, and an arrangement by myself of a Willie Nelson song. If you'd like to see that concert, it was live streamed, and the video is available on my website at bentibbetts.net. This past month, I wrote some music for the audio store and uploaded one new track to that. Music in the audio store is designed for people who make videos and podcasts and other digital content. It's intended to be a resource of music for use in content of that kind. And all of the music in the audio store is free if you just want to listen to it. But in order to obtain a license to use it in your content, you need to be a subscriber to the site. And to subscribe to the site, just go to bentibbetts.net and click subscribe, and it is $4 a month. And at $4 a month, you get everything in that library. I also did something a little bit experimental with the audio store this month and filmed myself composing this latest track. So if you are already a subscriber and you go to that page of exclusive content, you'll see a new item under the work logs category. This was a really fun thing to do. I've filmed myself before. I've tried to do live streams. I've tried to do edited videos of myself working. And this one was the one that I liked the most so far. Basically, I filmed myself like this as I composed at the piano. And then I filmed myself at the computer talking about what I was doing as I worked. And I just kind of showed how the sausage is made with respect to composing music, at least the way that I compose music. I know that everybody's different and everybody has their own creative process, but it was really fun to try and document that in a way that that made sense. So if that piques your interest, that's available to subscribers as well. Finally, there is a new piece available on the website for SATB Choir, and that's a piece called Speed of Light. It is a half-spoken and half-sung choral piece that lasts about 6 minutes long. Speed of Light is a depiction of some scientific concepts. It's sort of part lecture, part music. It involves, like I say, it involves some speaking into a microphone. And it covers some trippy concepts in science surrounding how objects behave when they're moving extremely fast, close to the speed of light, as well as the expansion of the universe. And to get a recording of this piece, I sang it myself. So I sang the bass part and the tenor part like 10 times into my computer and layered the voices over each other to create a recording of the choir piece. And I recorded the piano part. It was fun to do. So if you'd like to hear me sing a little bit, you can go to my website, and that's available under the archive. And the name of the piece is called Speed of Light. In October, I'll be working very soon with the local composer Keith Allegretti on his opera Good Country, which will be performed at the Draylen Mason Music Studio on October 17th at 5 p.m. And I'm really looking forward to working with Keith on this. I'll be playing piano as part of the ensemble for that and assisting the singers. So if you're in the area, come on by and see some new music being performed. Keith is extremely talented, and the music is really interesting. It's an opera that features a trans character as its protagonist, and which is not something you see every day, so I think that's super cool. And I look forward to playing the music in that chamber group. And that's pretty much it. As always, thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. And until next time.
Eternal speed of light, don't travel faster than the speed of light. One day all will be eternal night, eternal.
However, the universe itself is expanding at an ever-accelerating rate. Even though objects within the universe cannot move faster.